What's happening locally? The news.
And it is our Thursday morning look. Some of those stories relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The pre-candidates for the free application exceeded 1 million endorsement signatures. This was announced on the morning of the 11th of January by the magistrate of the Tribunal Electoral, Eduardo Valdez Escoffery, during a press conference. The magistrate explained that in 21 weeks they collected 1,009,897 signatures that had never been seen in Panama before, said Valdez Escoffery. In the same period, from 2017 to 2018, that was 21 weeks, the pre-candidates at that time had collected only 86,851 signatures. The magistrates indicated that the pre-candidates have collected many signatures despite the fact that one of the methods to do so, in this case the app created by the tribunal, was suspended for a month after allegations of irregularities. So, in no one's mind, there can be any doubt that the diversity of offer and system that exists for collecting signatures is working wonderfully, like never before, he assured. The signature collection process began on the 15th of August and ends on the 31st of July of this year. Only those with the most signatures will appear on the ballot for each election position. Each charge has a minimum number of signatures. For president, for example, 39,296 signatures are required. Up until 6 a.m. on the 11th of January, the three pre-candidates for the presidency of the Republic with the largest number of valid signatures are the current deputy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, Zulay Rodriguez, with 71,087 signatures, the former Panamanian deputy, Meliton Arocha, with 64,279 signatures, and the jurist, Francisco Carriera, with 44,289 signatures, according to the Tribunal Electoral. Firefighters continued on Wednesday morning with the work to put out the fire in a warehouse complex in France Field in the Colon Free Zone. The fire started about 7 a.m. on Tuesday morning in one of the Nevada company's warehouses, according to the fire department. At least six warehouses were destroyed by fire. Two of them were empty. The other warehouses kept merchandise, most of them aerosols, cleaning products, among others. According to the firefighters, they were working to prevent it spreading to other warehouses where there are lithium batteries. So far, parts of the structures have also collapsed. For his part, the general manager of the Colon Free Zone, Giovanni Ferrari, explained that the affected site is made up of 10 galleries, of which six were consumed. He added that after meeting with Colonel Abdiel Solis, director of the Fire Department of Panama, and with the first chief commander, Paul Battisti, of the Colon Fire Department, he authorized the use of 75 gallons of F-500, This is a fire suppressant of an innovative technology for firefighting and risk control. He said that this product is capable of cooling inflamed material with temperatures of 650 degrees to 53 degrees Celsius in a few seconds, in addition to destroying fuel molecules and being biodegradable. In this operation, 9 tankers, 4 firefighting vehicles, 2 ladder vehicles, 4 ambulances and a rescue vehicle have arrived, and so far there is only one firefighter injured during the extinction work who is stable and out of danger. The Panamanian Ministry of Health reported the arrival early on Wednesday of some 75,600 doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech bivalent vaccine against COVID-19 at the Tocumen International Airport. The first doses will be sent to hard-to-reach areas, and they will be applied to officials and to immunocompromised people. And when more doses arrive, the population will be informed about the organization for the administration of the vaccine. The ministry also explained that for a person to be inoculated with the bivalent vaccine, they must have 2 doses of the monovalent vaccine. Before Friday, bivalent vaccines must be applied nationwide to the entire population over 12 years of age, starting with all officials in the health sector, including health science students, the elderly, patients with chronic diseases, the disabled, and the captive population, as well as the fire police. Cineproc will be vaccinated with the second batch that we will receive next week, said Itzelda Hewitt, coordinator of the expanded immunisation programme. The entity had previously reported that the new bivalent presentation of the vaccine has better protection. This is against the original and Omicron variants being supplied in single booster dose vials. The United States Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, authorized on the 31st of August the bivalent formulations of the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines for use as a single booster dose. The goal of updated bivalent vaccines is to help restore protection that has diminished since the previous vaccination and provide broader protection against new variants. Vaccine specialists consider that the bivalent vaccine is ideally administered at least 3 months after the last infection or immunization, particularly before a new wave of disease infections. Odebrecht gave birth to the biggest corruption scandal in the history of Panama. They did it using presidents and ministers, their relatives and frontmen, advisers and intermediaries of three governments from three different parties. Since they arrived on the isthmus in March of 2006 and for the following 10 years, they paid $1 million bribes to get at least 20 public mega projects with cost overruns of the same by millions of dollars. All this was investigated by the Public Ministry of Panama in an endless 6-year process. If a person reads an average of 130 words per minute, it will take up to 5 years without sleeping, reading the entire file. There are 915,000 pages divided into 2,194 volumes with 146 international attendances and 101 defendants. Only the fiscal view, which includes the forms, the background and protagonists, covered 931 pages with known and unknown details of a complex and tangled plot. To unravel it, a team from the Prensa translated the judicial tangle and turned it into an interactive database where users can see who was involved and navigate their interactions, what they did, where, with what methods, and with whose help. Panabrecht, the defendants and their links. A 48-year-old man was apprehended by the National Police in Parque Lefebvre for possession of 15 firearms and 1,417 rounds of ammunition in a residence. The arrest occurred on the night of the 10th of January after a joint search with officials from the public ministry. Jaime Toledo, Chief Deputy Commissioner of the San Francisco Police Zone, explained that after police intelligence monitoring, they were able to capture the person in the Ernesto T. Lefebvre sector, who also had a replica of a weapon. He had 680 12-gauge shotgun rounds, a total of 557 22-gauge rounds, and 108 9mm rounds. Christopher Ortega Cobos, alias Nene, one of the most wanted by the judicial authorities, was captured by members of the National Police early this Wednesday. Ortega Cobos, 23 years of age, was wanted for his alleged involvement in a homicide that occurred on the 20th of November in 2021 in Concepción La Nueva in the Juan Díaz Corregimiento. Commissioner Victor Mendez explained that he was apprehended during Operation Genesis in conjunction with the public ministry. In the residence where he was arrested, he had firearms, supplies, ammunition and drugs. Gasoline prices continue to rise starting this Friday. A new increase will be registered according to the National Secretariat of Energy. The 95-octane litre will go up 5 cents and will sell for $1.01. The 91 will increase 4 cents and will be at 96 cents per litre, while the litre of low-sulphur diesel will have a rise of 2 cents and its sale will be $1.07. When converted to a gallon, the 95-octane will rise by 24 cents, remaining at $3.86. The 91-octane will increase by 15 cents and will sell for $3.62, while diesel will increase 8 cents and will remain at $4.04 a gallon. At present, the government grants a fuel subsidy so that it is sold to the public at $3.25 a gallon of 95, octane 91 and diesel. But it will only be valid until the 15th of January of this year, according to the Ministry of Energy. With these new prices that come into effect from 6 a.m. this Friday, the savings per subsidised gallon in 95 octane will be 58 cents, the 91 octane gasoline it'll be 39 cents savings, and in the diesel gallon the savings would be 81 cents. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Some of those stories relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.